Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. I am really, boy, I thought I was excited before, but I am so excited today. And it's not just because we're on the eve of Thanksgiving Thursday, that's tomorrow, and many of you are probably going to be so busy doing this, and that. However, there are a few people that will still need to tune in to Morning Motivation. So I will be doing the show tomorrow as well. And I tell you, I can't think of a better thing to do in the morning. This is part of my daily exercise. It's just like those people who get up and jog and run or bicycle. Maybe you go swimming, you do leg lifts, jumping jacks. Well, I pray you're doing some form of exercise, even if it's just for 30 minutes. That's a lot, even if it's just 3 times a week. So we have to fit in exercise each and every day. And speaking about exercise, that brings me to our topic that we're going to be talking about today. We've built up our muscles. We've been building them up every day. It's just like when you go to a gym, you're building up your muscles, or you're taking karate lessons, you're building up your muscles and your stamina, you're learning what to do. Now you have to turn on the opponent. So all of these powerful and inspirational and empowerment and motivating muscles that we build up day in and day out, every morning here on the Coach Lalisa Show and other shows you listen to, because I don't think for one second this is not the only motivational thing out there for people to do. So you're getting all of this, but for what? To use it. We're not just getting it to have it, but we're getting it to use it. The positive affirmations, the affirmations of inspiration. By the way, we want to celebrate, and also our prayers are with Mr. Versi Walker, because I know Wednesday typically you hear me for a few minutes in the morning, and then you're ready to get a hold of the word that are come, that's going to come from Mr. Walker. But as you know, he is on the road, and he's not at a stationary place where he can talk on his cell phone. So he did call ahead of time, and of course, he let me know this, and we thought about some scenarios to do. But as I've been talking to people, the best thing to do is just to forge ahead to empower people anyway. So we didn't want to cancel the show, but we want to give you something fresh each and every day that you come on the line, something that will really just knock your socks off. You know, this could be called knock your socks off motivation. We want you not just at the top, but I want to see people over the top. We got to get this done. And our topic today, I believe, is going to be that which will take somebody over the top. So welcome to you this morning. Welcome to Miss Elaine. And I also want to say welcome to Miss Robin, but I didn't realize that she was tuning in, but she did let me know. So thank you, Robin. Thank you, Kiva and Coach Jay, all the people who tune in, and Coach K, and thank you to Miss Gloria out there in California, Mr. Paul, who was listening on a regular basis from Japan, but now he's in the United States with family and friends and working on projects as he puts forth, he's celebrating the holidays. I know many of you have your dinners planned, so I tell you, get all your cooking out the way, because tomorrow we're going to be here bright and early, top of the morning, with Coach Lalisa. And I tell you, I am fired up. And boy, I tell you, like one of my old artist coaches used to say, I am fired up and jacked up sideways. And I used to love when she said that. I am fired. You got to get fired up, people. You got to be on fire. And you got to get, I'm telling you, when you get fired up. And see, here's the thing. There's, you know, this is the funniest thing about this kind of getting fired up. You got to light your own fire. You got to light your fire. And that's what we're here to show you, what those tools are. But I can't light your fire for you. I can tell you what you need to light the fire. But you, ultimately, you got to strike that match. And you got to put it to your own self. But today, I was so excited about the show today, and certainly excited about so many things, all the wonderful things that people are doing, because what a blessing it is to see and to know that you're truly making a difference in somebody's life, especially when you're a coach. I mean, that's the reason we're a coach. We're not a coach simply because it's a catchy phrase. Or it's the new fad. No. We're already impacting people's lives. And then somebody approached me and said, oh, you need to be a coach. Before, this was 10 years ago, so if you just want to know how long ago it was. 10 years ago, somebody said to me, you should be a coach. And it was around 2004 when I put together my first coaching program and actually began to offer, I actually started giving out certificates of coaching, and that happened when I went to Cleveland, Ohio, so that's 6 years ago. Then in the next year, I went to Procter & Gamble, and I picked up my real first paying coaching client. I have to admit, she's very successful now. So that's how I got into this field of coaching. So for some of you who, you know, wonder, because I know now everybody just wants to be a coach, and that's great, and that's wonderful. And just so that you'll know, that's how I came about being a coach. I think when I was even when I was dropping out of high school, I was coaching other kids to do the same. So I was always convincing people to do something. And then as a coach, we convince people to live satisfied lives, and we even try to help them get there. But today, oh, good morning, Gloria. I know you haven't been up this early in the morning in a while. Well, you got to do it every now and again, right, Gloria? I know you always listen to the archives, and we so thank you for that. Gloria is calling in all the way from wonderful, wonderful California. Also, good morning and welcome to Miss Tina. Miss Tina, I hope you are fired up, jacked up sideways. Listen, y'all, we're taking it over the top. Good morning to Miss Pat and to others. I see another number. I don't recognize it. So I welcome all the new people, those of you never tuned in before. We just want to share in the love. As you heard in the opening song to the show, it is one of my all-time favorite motivational songs that came out somewhere in the 70s. Ain't no stopping us now, y'all. We are on the move. And here's my favorite line to that entire song. We're leaving the negative people way behind. How many of y'all like that part of the song? And I'm going to open up Miss there's a phone call here. I believe that's Miss Adele. Good morning. I think it's Adele, but I don't know because I'm sure you're not the only person with a 469 area code. But good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, LaLisa. It is me.
It is you. Yes. How are you?
Yes, it is. I am wonderful this morning, and I'm excited about the topic you're going to be talking about this morning. And I want to say hello to Gloria, Miss Gloria, and Tina as well.
Tina, Gloria, Elise up there in Cleveland, Ohio, and the young lady in the Maryland area, I know she always calls in, Miss Elaine that I'm going to see at the retreat in December. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. It's going to be powerful. We're going to bring in the new year fantastically.
Yes. Yes. Fantastically. You're so right. You're so right. It is so, you know what? I was reading some articles last night, and they were saying, we women rock. It is, I mean, for the men here, we welcome you. We appreciate you. We so appreciate you. And this is certainly not, because we have Mr. Q Bonita up there in Canada. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, we have Coach K, who is always tuning in, always positive, and chat room discussion and really helpful topics and things with Miss Kiva and some others and Coach Jay when he can make it, because you know it's 1 o'clock in Germany when for him to tune in. So that's like right around the lunch hour. So he's over in Germany, but he tunes in from time to time. And again, you know, Mr. Percy Walker, who would normally be here with us on Wednesday, but he is in, because you know he has that big fundraiser going on today. It's a fundraiser and a book signing all in one, that it talks about education and inspiration for our youth. And he's in the Chicago area. And so he is holding it down. He's doing a great work out there. So we know he's going to tune into the show later and listen to the archive. So we want him to know that we so, so, so appreciate him and what he is doing out there. And definitely go to his Facebook page if you get a chance. Give him a shout-out. I know he would love to hear from you, but he will be back next Wednesday for sure. And if you don't know who we're talking about and you want to hear who we're talking about, you can go to our website page, blogtalkradio.com/CoachLaLisa, and you just scroll down through the past episodes and where you see his name, or I don't have all the names and titles attached there, but if any time it's a Wednesday, if you know the date, just get your calendar out and look up Wednesday, and then you will be able to hear what we're saying, because he is truly, truly, truly a phenomenal young man. So, Miss Adele, so what do you know about this topic today? I didn't know did I give it out yet?
Yeah, you did. I was listening before I got in queue. I was listening because I was like, oh, my God, this is so perfect. And so I made a few notes to myself, and I like what you said about, you know, being on top. And you said, no, we're going to be over the top. So I love that because we are over the top, each and every one of us. And so I was like, oh, my God. You know, this thing of being positive and bringing positiveness into our lives and speaking it is awesome.
Well, you know, like I said, I am so fired up. There's a, man, listen, we have to, ladies, men, women, everyone, even the children, and that's why yesterday, even on Facebook, I was glad to say, people, please, tell your friends, your family to call in. Listen, shoot them the number. Send the number to them. You don't even have to know they're listening. They don't even have, they can just listen to the archives. You know, I was talking to a lady and she told me that this was an empowering show for her. It was helping her. And so if it's helping you, just imagine, help our family members. I wish my mother got me on a call like this when I was 13. I can't even imagine what my life, which road I would have gone down differently had I been listening to somebody tell me that I'm great, even in the midst of my mess. Even in the midst of my mess, still greatness is there. Even in the midst of your storm, you could be flat broke, and you're still over the top. That's what I'm talking about. You could be without a dime, with no sign of to get a dime. Do you know I read yesterday through Facebook that the city of Newark is laying off, I don't want to misquote, but I believe it's somewhere around 167 police officers.
Wow.
Now,
police officers now?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it said, police officers.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, and they've been kind of threatening to do it for a minute. They've been kind of going back and forth and trying to negotiate something. Well, and someone, you know, definitely I stand to be corrected if that's not the case. And here's the problem with that, from the way I saw it, because remember, our perception has a lot to do with our direction. Let me say that again. Our perception has a lot to do with our direction. You know, somebody once said, where you cannot see, you cannot go. Only going to go as far as you can see in your mind's eye. If you can only see yourself just doing a little bit, that's all you can do. You can only see yourself. You're not going to stretch beyond your own imagination. You know, God can do exceedingly and above all that we can think or ask. But as far as with the things we're going to try to put our hand to and to achieve, we're not going to do that. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was telling them, growing up, there were things in my life that I never thought to try because I thought that was for those people over there. I thought that I had categories of things. I had some things that I said, nope, that's only for white people. Nope, that's only for the rich people. Nope, that's only for men. That's only for this and this and that. That's how I grew up, thinking. And guess what? I didn't achieve any of them. I didn't even attempt those things, let alone achieve them. I didn't even attempt them. It wasn't until 1987, or it could have been 88, but it probably somewhere between 87 and 88. And within that year, I said to myself, it's time to take the limits off of your thinking. It's time for you to, even when it came to college, believe it or not, I thought college was for the rich, smart, white people, basically.
Wow.
If you weren't white, you had to be rich and you had to be very, very smart. That's what I thought. I thought college was for the very smart until 1990 when I walked up in there. And then I knew it was for anybody. The moment I got my paper signed at Essex County College from the admissions office, and I got my books and I got my schedule, that day, January 1990, I knew then, see, it's one thing to kind of think something or kind of hope something, kind of wish something, but Adele, when you know, oh my God, that's why they tell us, and even the Bible tells you, when you know that you know that you know, see, that's when there's no stopping you. That's when you're going over the top.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so true, Alisa. The Bible
and
tells us as a man, so is he. So when you took those breaks off, when you took the limits off, your thoughts turned around and you gave it new thoughts. That was awesome.
That's right. New thinking. And good. Gloria also said good morning to you as well, Miss Adele, in the chat room. And Kiva says good morning. So, yes, before that, I had all of these limits. I thought only certain people could be rich. Only certain people could live in a certain community all my life. You know why? And I think part of the reason, I don't even want to address why, because it doesn't really matter at this point, you know, why. Not at this moment it doesn't, because then that would take me to a whole another hour show. But let's just talk about what happened. And that's what happened. Once I decided that, wait a minute, but see, I had to be shown something. And I think God wanted that on purpose. So now when I go to colleges, when I talk to students, when I go to high schools, you can even bring me into a grammar school. I can talk to any grade level, first kindergarten all the way up. And I'm going to talk now with passion, and I'm going to do like what you always recommend, Adele. I can talk straight from my heart. I don't need notes at that point.
You know, Lalisa, you remind me of what my grandmother used to say. She said, if you put yourself in a place of knowing on all levels, you can go anywhere. You can talk from the youngest to even going in the White House and talk to the people in the White House, because it's the knowledge. And knowledge is so powerful. Just like this positive thinking is so powerful. You said something in the beginning of the show, exercise. It is an exercise. A daily exercise. Coming in, listening to your show is a daily exercise for us. I mean, I know Gloria, she's out in California. I know how early she's getting up. She's getting up earlier than I am. But you know what? With this, it feeds us. It's a daily feeding for us. And we need that to walk out here in this world. That positive thinking, constantly saying it over and over again to ourselves, hearing it, reading it. You know, as one of my friends would say, we need to eat it, drink it, sleep it, hear it daily. It has to be a daily feeding for ourselves so that we can push forward past those negative things.
You know, that's so interesting. And you know what else we got to do it? We got to do it fast. We got to do it right. We got to do it better.
Stop, girl.
We got to just.
We just gotta do it.
And that's Adele's book. Adele has a book that you can get through her, and it's called Do It Now, Do It Fast. You tell them, Adele.
It's called Do It Right, Do It Better, Do It Now, The Roadmap to Entrepreneurship. We're at a point in time in our lives where we need to know how to do business properly. And I will be posting it on my Facebook and sending out emails on it, because I'm offering a special for the holidays. If you purchase the book, I'm going to give you 1 free hour of coaching with me. And you can't beat that. So, and
you
know,
and that's
Tina got her copy
now,
this morning. She doesn't know it yet.
Who is that? Oh,
huh?
Me?
No,
oh,
Tina.
Okay.
Tina got her copy this morning. Tina got her copy this morning. I sent it to her.
Go, Tina. Well, I know. Well, you know what? And here's the thing. I said that when it comes to, and that's why I brought up the police officer situation, because it saddened a coach. It's that in me and a believer. Coach, if you imagine coach believer, that's double whammy right there. You're not gonna slip no negativity under my belt because you know, it's bad enough that I'm a coach, okay? But on top of that, to be a believer, or should I say, I was already a believer before I began. I don't know what came first. But God knows everything. So here you are, a coach, so you're already trying to get people past obstacles and hurdles. That's what coaches do. That's what
uh-huh.
they do. People how to get over. Because the thing is, you're going to get to your goal. You don't come to us and to come up, okay, what's stopping you from getting to this dream life? This, and that. Okay, well, that's too hard. Bye. See you later. No. We've got to break this thing down because we know that every obstacle, every hurdle, everything can be overcame. Everything.
Absolutely.
So, and then, as a believer, we have the same note. We have the same knowledge. And so when I hear them, that these people's lives are ruined, it was the same thing that broke my heart about the whole Bishop Eddie Long scandal, I guess you could call it, because at this point, we're not hearing anything, so it sounds almost like a scandal now. They brought it out, they made a big hoopla over it, and now you don't hardly hear anything. I call that a scandal, y'all. It's different. Outside of
but
that, it's
funny how the news exploit us. The news does that
like,
to us. But we
well, they, yeah, because the news
all of that
feed
around.
On, well, they feed on scandalous things. That's what they like. They love scandals. That's what the news
uh-huh.
likes. They don't even want it if it's not. They don't report on
the so they don't want it.
That's how you get in the news. And I learned that, again, from one of my jobs and sitting down with one of the top editors for the Star Ledger. And I just quietly asked him, okay, why don't they write about the kids that are achieving A's in school, blah, 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 so we can encourage other kids. He said, because that's what's supposed to happen. That's normal. A kid is supposed, you know, in terms of, you know, what's supposed to be the norm. You're supposed to be in a household, get groomed by your parents, go to school, do well, go to college, do well, get a job, do well. That's just normal. So they write about the abnormal, the kid who was starving and didn't went to school and the parents were on drugs and they didn't have any money and he slept under a railroad every day and that kid goes to school and goes to college. Now they're going to write a story about that person.
Well, you know, it's funny that they write about the abnormal, the negative stuff. Well, you know what, Lalisa? We can be abnormal too. Why don't we give them
something to
talk about? When I say something to talk about, do something outrageously positive that go, oh, my God, this made history. It didn't just make history. It made news. We can do that.
That's what they do. That's what they look for. They look for the abnormal. It's not sometimes it's very positive. Like, again, the person who had, you know, no breathing ability, but yet they still got some kind of apparatus and they still went and saved 20 lives. You see, it's very positive, but it's different.
Well, they put a spin on it. It's a spin that they put on it. But each and every one of the listeners right now can do something abnormal to make news.
And they're making news, and we are making news. And so thank God for now all these internet kinds of things because you're in the news right here and now. Hello.
Absolutely.
It's your time to shine. You're right. And, you know, and so, again, with these people, like the police officers who people, you know, I understand they have families and, yeah, they was making 60. Let's just assume they were making 90,000. I'm not sure what a Newark police officer makes. But let's just assume you're a new cop. You just got there. You've been on the force 2-3 years. Let's just say you're making 60,000. I would imagine they make something like that. Again, if anybody knows the actual number, you can type it in. I did know at one point because I have students that I teach at the college, and I've had students in my class that were police officers. And, yes, I did ask them what the salary is because I was curious. I wanted to know what police officers and fire people make. But at that point, it was somewhere between, like, the $40,000 and $60,000 when they first start, you know, because at that point, they're not really out there doing a whole lot when they first get the job. But anyway, nonetheless. So this is what they're making. Well, I dare to say, y'all, I know a lot of little side part-time things you can do making $60,000 a year. I mean, come on. You can sell girdles through Body Magic and make 40 in a month. They can go talk to Erica McQueen and Stormy Wellington, Twyla Portis, the Nadine Alexanders of the world. She actually is the person who enrolled me. She made $10,000 in her first couple of months in the business. There are people who do all this talk fusion. There's Mary Kay, for that matter. I mean, come on. I personally cannot accept that a person's life is over. I don't care what job you have. I don't care if you were the president of the United States of America. They lose their job every 4 to 8 years, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. The highest ranking person in the country loses their job every 4 to 8 years, depending on if they get reelected, right? Not 4 years. And so, you know, I wanted to call those police officers, and I want to gather them in a room and show them, hey, there's an opportunity. Maybe they want to be a life coach. I'll offer them Compass. I don't know. Adele, maybe they need to come to the Got Motivation Bin. Why don't you write, Adele, because you're better at this than I am. Why don't you email them, all those police officers who lost their job, and their spouses, and if anybody's on here, I'm not trying to make light of this. I'm really trying to help someone. Why don't you email them, Adele, and let them know to come to your Got, do a special Got Motivation Bin speak just for them, and see if City Hall...
That's a good idea, Lalisa. I do have some family members who work for City Hall in Newark. And, you know, I'll see what I can possibly do, because that would make an impact on these police officers' lives. You know, because now they're at the level now what do I do? Because
because the whole world is telling them to feel like that. You got to be careful. That was my talk today. Most of our failing in life or failing at things is because of the people who's in our ear. Because if people are even on Facebook saying, what a shame, how horrible, it's ruining their lives. Oh, my God.
But you know what? You have to get my favorite song, Get a New Attitude. My brother-in-law just lost his job working for Orlando Magic, the basketball team. He just lost his job. And, you know, I was in his ear. So I was one of those people in his ear. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But then I stepped it up on another note. I said, but we got work to do. We need to make money.
Of course.
Because
you in their ear. Exactly what you need.
Yeah, you need to be in these police. We need to be in these police officers' ear, not just me. All of us who are talking about this and be able to...
Get them
to
in the room. Oh, you're good at getting folk in a room. I say get them in the room. You know I'm coming with you.
But we need to be able to show them that, hey,
yes,
happens for a
I'll
reason.
Do a book
there's another
with
level
them,
for you to go. If you stayed here, you'd be content, because that's what happens. We get content in places. But now there's another level for you to go. So you got pushed out. And this is for everybody, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. If you get pushed out of something that you have become complacent with, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but the reality is it's time for you to step it up to the next level of your life. It's time for you to move to the next level of your life. And you got to get that in your belly. I say get it in your belly. Get it in your belly and get excited that, yes, I got something more to do, something better to do than where I was.
Yes. Yes. Because, listen, globally, there are things to do globally. And now, here's the problem. Now, here's the problem now. This is the dark side of police work. Let's hope that that's all you were making was that $60,000 or $80,000. Let's hope you weren't getting $300,000 in kickbacks from the dope dealers.
Jesus.
And the other illegal people that can pay cops off. Let's just pray that that's not happening, because Now, see, we may not be able to jumpstart you in a career making that kind of money. But
well,
you never
you
know,
what?
Depends on your talent.
But you know what? You can make seven figures. There's nothing that says you can't make seven figures but yourself. Seriously. Next year, I'll be in the seven-figure bracket. You got to speak it. You've got.
I was just trying to get out there that unfortunately some have not. Yeah. But yes, you're right.
You got to speak it. You know, it's the exercise.
Sure.
You said that in the very beginning of the show. What are you exercising?
Yeah.
Not just, you know, mentally, but physically. Exercising it in a positive way. You know, I have this saying, whatever you speak out of your mouth goes through your brain. The brain doesn't know the difference between the real and the magic. And the body says, yes, it follows. So if you're speaking positive, you get positive. If you're speaking negative, you get negative. So what are you speaking that is allowing your body, your actions, to control that?
And, you know, it's just like what, you know, our good friend Les Brown loves to say. This reminds me of a knockdown. He says, if you can get knocked, if you get knocked down, just try to make sure you're back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And I'm like this, even if I fall on my stomach, I'm praying, God, give me the strength to roll over.
And get back
so
up.
Listen, if I happen to fall and I fall on my stomach, I want to, God, give me the ability to roll over because I'm still going to look up. Because I know if I can look up, I can get up. And that goes back to that perception is where you're going. If you can see yourself, if you can see yourself at the top, over the top, where you're headed. And so many people don't believe it. But guess what? You're going where your beliefs are too. I hope you know. You're guided, not by race, and all those other things that I used to think was what was the guiding factor. It's not race. It's not how much money you have. Because look at the woman who started Avon. Started with just a few $100s that she borrowed. Look at the person who started Procter & Gamble. Do you know that big company, Procter & Gamble, the multinational corporation? Do you know they started with $7,000 that they borrowed?
But you know, Lalisa, nothing stops us but us. If we get out of our way, we can make something happen.
If we get out of our own way, and you know what? People might say, well, how am I in my own way, Lalisa and Adele? What's stopping me? You know what it is sometimes? It's called negative self-talk.
Absolutely. You're so right, Lalisa.
It's the negative self-talk that is it like a recording? Just like every day, you know how some of us every day automatically when we jump in our car, we automatically turn on the radio or this tape? Anything that you do automatically, then you know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes we do and we don't even know. You ever been driving in a car and you're like, I don't even know how I got here. Like, I don't even know how I drove down that street. Why? Because it's our subconscious can do things while we're still consciously thinking of something else. You know, consciously, yeah. You know, we're thinking about what we're going to have for dinner, but our subconscious mind knows the directions to get you from work to home. And so you're driving down streets and you don't even remember you drove, you don't remember how you got there. Well, that's how the subconscious mind works. And so these negative thoughts are playing in the background. So while you're sitting in with the counselor or the coach or whomever talking about your dreams and your goals and your visions, the subconscious mind is playing the song. You can't really do that. You know, women, they don't really do that. You know, black people, they don't really do that. People from this community don't really do that, or that community, or that community. Women don't really do that, this or this or that. Or you, nobody in this family has ever been good at that. I've heard people say that. I've heard people say that in their conscious mind. Nobody in our family ever did that before. Good. Why don't you be the first? No, why don't you set the trend? Why don't you show the family that's coming behind you how to do it? That's how I was able to get through most of my PhD program, because the voice kept telling me, nobody in your family has a PhD. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? You know, even though I had already gotten three other degrees, it kept reminding me, remember, you dropped out of high school. You're not smart enough to be in a PhD program. You didn't read. Remember all those books that they wanted you to read in the ninth grade and the 10th grade, and you didn't read them in all those history classes that you failed every history test? Remember all that? This is what you're going to need in order to achieve your PhD, and you don't have that. So why are you here? And every day for the first 3 years, I had to, excuse me, battle that voice. I'm talking about the boxing gloves, duking it out, me and that voice.
So
boy,
you had Mrs.
I really
you had Mrs. Doubt on one
hiking.
And Mrs. Fear on the other side of you. And you know what? You knocked it out because you're doing what you need to do to get to where you need to go. And so basically you told Mr. Doubt and Mrs. Fear, bye-bye, get behind me.
And you know what?
Get away from me because I got things to do. And that's what all our listeners need to do, too. And whenever doubt or fear crops up, tell it goodbye. Go to another city, another place. Get out of my mind. You can't dwell here. Because basically what it's doing is taking up space and it's not paying rent there.
Yeah, and you can just use a simple phrase. I'm going to do this. You can use three simple phrases. Yeah, three simple phrases that I learned. You might want to write these down. Put them on a little note card. I probably gave them to you before, but I'll give them to you again. Keep it handy. Put it on the dashboard of your car. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it wherever. And the three simple phrases, it says, I can, I will, and I must. Anytime that little negative voice comes up and tells you, you can't go another year, or you can't do this, or you can't keep your business, or you can't start your business, or you won't meet the right husband, or you won't have the right friends, or whatever it's telling you that you can't do, you'll never make $1 million, you'll never have millions, whatever. You tell it, I can, I will, and I must. Tell yourself that. That's a daily affirmation, because like you said, Adele, we replace that, you know, that negative record that was playing constantly telling us that we can't. We replace it with a new song. You know, I love sometimes we sing that in church. I got a new song. You said I got a new attitude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. New attitude. New song. New message.
That's all it takes for Lisa is a new attitude. And that new attitude comes from within you. You play a new song, and it starts a new day for you.
You got to change your words. See, because our words, they create for us. See, words, you know, God created the whole universe and world with words. Words still have the power to create. They didn't lose their power. Sometimes we feel like we've lost power. You know, some people say, oh, I have no energy. I just don't have the energy. And, you know, sometimes they'll look to people that are buzzing around with a lot of energy, probably people like you, Adele, and they say, ooh, she has so much energy. How does she do it? Well, because the words, our words carry energy. So when you speak positive, guess what? That's like taking a little energy pill.
Uh-huh.
When you speak negative, that's like, you know, how people used to do. Remember Superman? And they would give him, what was that stuff they would give him? Something they would give him to take away his power. Was it kryptonite or something?
It was kryptonite.
But they would give him that to take away his. Right? And so. That's what negative words do to us, y'all. It takes away our energy and power. And so some people, after spending, let's see, there's 24 hours in a day, you're going to sleep for 8. And don't think you can't have negative thoughts while you're sleeping. That's going to drain me even more. And my mother used to tell us that when we were kids. She used to tell us, now, if you have good thoughts all night, I mean, good thoughts all day, you'll sleep good at night. My mother used to tell us that all the time. And so, and I believed her, you know, because like you believe stuff your parents told you when you were, especially when you were kids. Of course, I didn't believe some of that stuff, but a lot of it, I believed it. And sure, because, you know, sure enough. So you have these good thoughts today, and you're going to sleep good at night. But now, not only that, you're going to have energy during the day. You have a lot of negative words coming out of your mouth. Let's say for two-thirds of the day, you're speaking negative. Don't think you're not going to feel drained. So I want you all to try that. If you're,
but
if
you
you're
know your mother was so right. Your mother was so right.
Oh, yeah.
Your mother was so right. And another thing that I like to share with your listening audience, I don't know how many of you do this, but I stopped doing it a long time ago. Don't go to sleep with the television on. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's creating something in your brainwave. You might say, well, I'm asleep. I don't hear the TV. But your brain hears the TV. Trust me, it does. And if something negative comes on that television while you're asleep, your brain is taking it in. And you may wake up wondering, why am I feeling this way? Well, if you heard something negative, that's why.
That's a good point. That's that subconscious, because it's going deep into the subconscious, and now the subconscious, remember, it's thinking and talking while you might be doing something totally different. And sometimes you wonder, you're like, ooh, why did I have that feeling? Why did I think that? Sometimes, you know how we do that? We wonder, ooh, why did I think that? Where did that thought come from? Sometimes it came out of our subconscious mind.
Absolutely.
Which are, sometimes in our subconscious mind, this negative talk, by the way, we're talking about today, this morning, defeating that negative self-talk. And sometimes it comes from other people that we grew up with that told us that we'll never be successful, we'll never be happy, we'll never be joyful, we'll never be this, this, or that. And then we start repeating that negative talk later, even after those people sometimes are dead and gone. You know, I remember my grandmother, bless her heart, and, you know, she didn't mean any harm by it. Some of these were loving, loving, loving people. And I know she loved me because this lady did a lot for me, trust me. But here's the thing. She used to tell me that I could not sing. And she said, boy, Lalisa, if you can sing, I can make a watch. And so I interpreted that to me, my singing. And I knew my grandmother couldn't make a watch because I thought, as a kid, I thought the hardest thing in the world to ever do would be to make a watch. So, because I couldn't figure out how those little hands were going around. So just imagine a kid's mind. So I just knew my singing had to be so horrible. So what happened? You wouldn't hardly catch me singing. You'd catch me pretending a lot. And it wasn't until I was, well, I'm 54 now, so it wasn't until I was 52, that I met a man who was a singer, and over the phone, because I know his girlfriend, and over the phone, he's a singer and has studied singing and has even taught people to sing. He says, we were talking, and he says, oh, you sound like you might have a good singing voice. I was like, oh, no, 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 not me, because of, you know. He was like, I don't know, you sound like you do. And I've had other people kind of say that. But anyway, he just seemed a little bit more into it for some reason, so I kind of went with it. I was like, oh, you think? And I said, well, coming from you, because I know you're this great singer. He says, let me hear something. So I sang like a little note or something. He goes, yeah, yeah. He said, you just need to work on it. I'm like, huh? I'm like, all this time I could have been working on it. She was like, well, sure. He said, the voice is just like a muscle. It just needs to be exercised.
Wow.
Girl, I could have fell out my chair. And imagine had I start working on it when I was 8. Girl, I would have been another Beyonce by now.
That goes right back to what you said in the beginning. Exercise. We exercise is positive thinking, whatever it is that we want to do or be or have in our mind to have. It can happen. It's just the exercise.
What?
Like he told you,
and when
exercise your voice.
He freed me. Oh, my God. Freedom from 35, 45 years. Now, here's the other piece, though. I was already in the choir, and so anybody who knows me, who's ever been to my church or whatever, you see me, I get up there and sing. Now, but all that time prior to him saying that, I was just up there and I was just kind of lip syncing, and they kind of let me lip sync because of, you know, I get into the song. So physically, you know, hey, I'm singing, baby, I'm singing, honey, you couldn't tell me I'm not Yolanda Adams up there singing. But, you know, but once he said that, then I understood that, wait a minute. But then I thought, okay, exercise. How do you exercise? You do it daily. So guess what? The more you sing, the better you get. The more you open your mouth and get that voice going, that's exercise. You ever seen singers before they sing, they go, oh, and do all this stuff, right? And, you know, that's how they do it. And, girl, once I learned that, honey, I started opening my mouth and singing. And I would have to admit that to myself, I sound better. You know?
And you felt good, didn't you?
People, yeah.
You felt really good.
Because the mind.
You felt really good. Now you knew, hey, I do. I can. I got confirmation. You got confirmation from someone who said, you have a great singing voice. And all you have to do is exercise it. And that's how life is for us. Whatever it is that we want to obtain, all we have to do is exercise it.
Case in point, a person, let's just say you want to own your own business. It may seem overwhelming. Maybe someone has told you, girl, starting a business is hard, and, oh, you're going to lose everything, you're going to put in all your money, and you're not going to, you know, whatever you think about it or whatever people may have said about it. Or, man, you can't do that, it's just this and that. Okay, and then I found, too, that a lot of people will put what their ideas, because they can't do it, then they will tell you what you
uh-huh.
can. That's really what I found that's 90% of the situation, is that people
well,
are telling you.
You're right, because most people will tell you what you can't do because, actually, they believe they can't do it, so they're passing off to you what they believe about themselves. And so you can't take it, you can't buy it. Because it's something they're selling about themselves that they want you to believe about yourself.
And I learned that the long, hard way to stay up with a business. And so, wait a minute. And then I believed that for a long time. Oh, it's too hard. Oh, you can't do it if you don't have this and you don't have that. And then I go online and I read all these people that started businesses with $100 and $5. And I'm not talking about these little businesses. I'm talking about major corporations today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where they're employing thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of employees. And it started with just them and a few $100 or $1,000, you know. And so, but how do you learn? You learn by going around and you get the skills that are needed. You get the confidence. Confidence is needed more than anything else. If you got the confidence, and you're willing, the Bible even says, if you are willing to do, you know, most things can happen if you're just willing to do it. If you can set your will in agreement with the universe has everything. God has given us dominion over all the earth. So you have everything is at your beck and call. Just call it up. Okay,
well, you know, Lalisa, it goes right back to that saying, the only thing stopping you is you. God's not even stopping you. You stop
nope.
yourself. But the minute you make up your mind, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to have. It will come to you. That's a promise that he made to all of us. We can have whatever we want. He said, ask and you shall receive. So what are we waiting for?
And here's how to get over some of that negative talk. Find out what it is. Like I found out with the negative talk as it related to my education or having money. That's another whole topic. But see what it is. Make a list of it if you have to. And just record a week of your speaking to yourself and see what it is. What are you telling yourself? Write it down and then look at it. Because sometimes when you see things in black and white, you're like, wow, I told myself that. Wow, I told myself I'm not pretty. I told myself I'm no good. I told myself I'm loud. Woo! Once you see it on paper, you're like, then that is mind-blowing. So write it down, look at it, and then just begin to dispel each and every one. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. Just begin to tell yourself, I am more. I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror.
Come on
that
now.
That means I can stuff and I can help you conquer your stuff too, because I'm a helper. I am an encourager, and I'm going to encourage someone even better than I encourage myself. Why? Because I have the power to do so. And see how these various talks are then associated with various, see, because the way we carry ourselves, even our emotion, trust me, and for those women who are looking to marry and date and all that stuff, when you are negative, you giving out that vibe, some men, they picking right up on it. They already know you negative. So you, what you're going to attract? A negative man. Or if you're a woman, and a man, you're going to attract a negative woman. Whatever you giving out, you're going to attract the same thing. We think we're covering it up with the clothes we wear, with the way we wear our hair, or the way we wear this, or the way we do that. No, because it's from within. We're already giving it out. And then we got to imagine ourselves successful, happy, full of joy, and positive for the sake of being positive. No ulterior motives here, because God don't play that. We can't be having all these motives. Well, I'm just going to do it to get this. Or I'm just going to do it to get that. Remember, that works for the world, but that doesn't work with God. Because God is into the motive behind the stuff. He wants us to do it because we know him, and we know, like Adele said, it's his desire for us to have the thing, not doing it to manipulate a situation. Okay? You're starting a business because God gave you a gift and a talent to use. Go and use it. You're getting married and having children, having a family. Why? Because God said, be fruitful and multiply. God said, it is good that, you know, you should be married rather than burned. So think of, see, when we put God in this thing, that's all, we're talking about a whole nother level now, but always.
We're having too much.
Look at all these hands up. I'm in trouble. I'm sorry, y'all. I did not get back to the switchboard. Okay, hold up, y'all. That is so bad. Listen, if you are in the chat room, I need you to do this because I don't want y'all to miss the end of this call today. You got to call in, like, right now. You have 1 minute to do it. 90 seconds. You got to call 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. In the chat room, please. We had a few more people in the chat room, and I see they've been chatting it up. Yes, now let me get to the switchboard because I want y'all to hear because I'm taking both of these calls. Welcome. We're going to take them in the order, 46998, and then we're going to take 973 next, so don't go away. Yes, 469, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Melissa. Hello, Adele Foster, my personal mentor. I just want to say good morning. I love both of you ladies, and such a blessing to wake up and hear you guys each morning, and truly been a blessing to my life, and everything you said has been great. And once again, I'm loving this execution and taking what I'm hearing and running with it to the top. Thank you.
All right.
Over.
Melissa.
Over. Over is out there in that atmosphere where it's just so unlimited. Because, you know, at the top, you know, there's a little peak and people see there's a few of them. Oh, no, that's why we're going over. But great, thank you so much for, again, if you are in the chat room, you got a few more seconds, 347-945-7991. Because I want you to also hear from Miss Tina. Tina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Coach Elisa. Hi, Ms. Adele. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the book.
You're so welcome.
I was so excited when I pressed one right away, but you guys were, you know, really deep in conversation and giving out some good information. So I said, eventually she'll look at the switchboard.
No, because you know what? The problem today is I'm working from two computers. I got two laptops going, and I was looking at one, and I, you know. But, yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. Got that book. Yes, do it better, do it fast, do it now. Do it.
Yes,
do
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to read it. And that's an awesome idea with the North police officers. That is awesome. That's a great idea.
Oh, we got to get through. You know, right? We got to get. We can't let people go around thinking that their lives is over and down in the dump because you lost a good job. Give me a break, people. When all of these opportunities out here that are just waiting. Oh, and if any of these officers are women, I'm telling you, I've been on 100 sites, it seems like, or more, and they're talking about the power of women is now. Women, y'all, we are told, man, it's beyond levels, y'all. We in dimension. We're not even going to another level no more. We're done with levels. We are at another dimension. Do you hear me? Where the stratosphere is just wide open. It's whatever we want. We got it. A woman preached the other night. Remember, Tina? She talked to man, how she just walked up in a bank with like $100 to start her business. And, man, she walked out of there with all kinds of opportunities for financing. See, we got to take the negative limit off that says once you tried something and it didn't work, that's how it is, that's the end of a thing. We got to throw that away. See, that's for level living. Dimension living says that just because they told you no once, go back again and ask or go to another bank. You don't stop because one bank tells you, well, we know Mr. Obama put forth this kind of money and that kind of money, but that money is dried up. You just say thank you and goodbye. You're just on to the next bank. Because I'm telling you, God has been for the last 2,000, 4,000 years or so positioning, just like he positions you, he positions people in banks, in financial institutions. He positions them in the federal government, the local government, the state government, every level of government. Do you know God even got people positioned in Hollywood? How do you think those stars get on television and say, oh, it was just a blessing that I got this part. I should have never gotten this part. He positions them in the sports field. Why do you think some of these athletes will tell you, oh, thank God. God did it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God has positioned people to open doors for you. But if you don't go to the door, you know, and I heard a sermon one time preached where the preacher said, and I think it was Bishop Eddie Long, as a matter of fact, it might have been him, it was either him or it was someone, I think it was him, but he said that the enemy always tries to block the door that God has some great blessing for you behind that door. And so he says what he does is when he comes across one of them doors, he coming through that door. Ain't no devil in hell was about to get through that door because, you know, it's just the enemy trying to block a blessing from them or stop or whatever. But, you know, in other words, that was his cue. Okay, devil, you blocking that door, that's the door I want. You know, like we used to watch Let's Make a Deal. I want door number three. You know, they always picked which door they want where they thought they were going to be the biggest prize. And what he's saying is that the greatest blessings for many of us are behind this door that seems that the enemy is trying to close on us. That's the door we're going after because that we're not opening it in our own strength. God is going to open it for us.
It's being open in the supernatural. That's
exactly
how it's being open. Supernatural. God is opening that door.
He is, and he wants to know that we have the faith and the trust in him to walk up to the door. He could open it while I sit here on my couch, but no, because faith without works is dead. So, no, I got to put on my suit, go down to the bank, with the application filled out correctly, or, you know, mostly correctly. Again, when I say filled out correctly, I just mean, you know, you can't leave a lot of empty blanks. It doesn't have to be some highfalutin sounding person. You just have to be there. God will speak for you. Anyway, well, thank you, Ms. Adele, for another great show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for
having me.
We make a good team, LaLisa.
Told you from the first time you was on the show, I was like, I don't know why you just aren't going to be the little show, you know, the Adele and LaLisa show. And she was like, no, I'm just going to call in and listen. I said, okay.
Well, you know, God had another plan. One of my friends say, God's got jokes.
Oh, girl, now you took that from me. You know I say that all the time. I've probably never heard me say that, but that's my favorite.
Yes, I heard you say it before. That's why I said, like, one of my friends said.
Oh, man, I say that. But you know what? God has such a sense of humor. And one thing I learned is that the anointing does roll downhill. And so whatever is the house you're in, you're going to get whatever they had. So my house of worship, my pastor has a serious, serious spirit of discernment. And so I had that too. So when you were saying, oh, I'm just going to be a little call and listen, I discerned it. No, you're going to be more.
Well,
no,
good.
You're going to be a co-host.
we'll keep it rolling. I'm right there with you.
I like that.
I'm your
Adele
backer.
And I like that. That has a ring, the Adele and LaLisa show. You know that has a ring.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It does. I think it's all those L's. There's four L's.
And it's funny because as we're talking on the show, I'm posting to Facebook. So Miss Gloria sent me an email on Facebook. We'll keep it going, LaLisa.
Yes, we'll keep it going. And so we hope everyone has a wonderful, fantastic day. Definitely tomorrow we'll have some Thanksgiving love for you. We'll have some Turkey Day talk.
Absolutely. We'll talk turkey.
Give us your Thanksgiving shout-out blessings. We'll make it a Thanksgiving shout-out blessings to all your loved ones, family, and friends. So go and have a wonderful, wonderful, powerful day. And again, thanks, Tina. Thanks, Deborah. Thanks, Adele. Thanks to all of those who are on. Thanks to Miss Elaine, who is also listening. Thanks. I think Miss Kiva did call in. I see.
And I know Erica was the young lady who said I was her mentor, so I'd like to thank her for calling in. I'd like to thank her for getting up and listening so early in the morning.
Oh, bless her.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Tina's going to go and enjoy her book, and I'm going to go and get rolling. I smell turkey cooking upstairs. My husband, we're making 3 turkeys, so our church, they're having dinner tomorrow, so they're cooking like 100 turkeys, and so everybody has assigned numbers of turkeys to cook.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.